Please bow your head and pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our first session of our spiritual convocation.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天灵恩会的第一场聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 468.
我们一起站起来唱赞美诗四百六十八首。
468.
四百六十八首。
Father, guide this morning section.
我们现在一起要跪下来祷告，求神带领我们今天早上的聚会。
Please kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。住在波士顿。
Before she came to know Jesus Christ.
在她来信主之前。
Actually, she was a Christian all her life.
其实她从小就已经是基督徒。
But when she came to church, received the Holy Spirit.
但她来到我们教会，得到宝贵圣灵之后。
She went back home. She got rid of all her CDs, and she used to, all the songs that she usually listened to.
当她回到家里以后，她就把她所有的听的 CD 都拿出来，然后把它丢掉。
And the next thing she did, she got, you know, she used to be on the Facebook. Now she got rid of the Facebook because all her friends on the Facebook, you know, is No, most of them, they're really not, you know, not people that she want to identify with anymore.
她本来在网络上面的 Facebook 上面有很多朋友，那她现在回家以后，她也把这些朋友都删掉了。
And then before she also do some fashion modeling.
以前还没有归入真教会之前，她也曾经做过模特儿的工作。
And during the time, she had a lot of pictures on the internet.
所以他有很多照片是放在网络上面的。
Of course, even though the picture there is quite decent.
那些照片都蛮漂亮的。
But she called all those people and tell them and requested for them to get rid of all the picture from the internet.
但他跟这些所有刊登他的照片的人打电话，然后叫请他们把他的照片都拆下来。
And every time I talk to her.
每一次我跟他讲电话
All she want to talk is about Lord Jesus Christ.
每一次讲电话他都是在谈神
And she tell me that I'm so in love with Jesus.
他说他非常爱主耶稣
Every day, every night, every second she always think about Lord Jesus Christ.
他说每一天每一分每一刻他都在想着主耶稣
And she shared with me, why do I want to be married?
他说我为什么需要结婚呢
Why can't I just be married to Christ the rest of my life?
我直接跟主耶稣结婚就好了。
She just shared me so wonderful to pray and to read the Bible.
她跟我说，读经和祷告的生活是非常美好的。
Even though the college she's going to, there's no church there.
虽然她住的她上的大学附近没有我们的教会。
But every weekend she can't wait to take the train and come back to Boston and have services with our brothers and sisters.
但是每个礼拜他还是坐很长程的火车到我们的聚会所来聚会。
And the weekend is the time that she feels so joyful.
而他都迫不及待等周末，因为他可以来聚会。
You can see that her life is very evident that she has gone through a transformation.
所以我们从他的身上可以看到很明显的改变。
Because she just, you know, recently been baptized.
因为他是非常最近的时候受洗归于真教会。
It seems like she just deeply fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ.
而可以看得出来他非常的爱主耶稣。
But how about us? They've been in Christ for so many years.
那我们这些人呢？我们已经受洗很多年的人呢
？Every single year we have only two spiritual convocation.
每一年我们只有两次的灵恩布道会。
And we only can we should just take 2 days, right? 2 Fridays to come here.To have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一年我们就只有这两次的星期五的机会，我们来到神的面前。
But this chapel should be packed.
我们应该我们应该看到的是这整个教会都满满的坐满了人。
But of course, the longer we come to Christ, the harder to be close to Him.
但很多时候，我们信主越久，我们反而没有这么珍惜跟神相处的时间。
But how can we live a life that can transform every single day?
我们要用什么样的方法才能过一个更新的生活呢？
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们现在来翻开马太福音的第五章。
The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 10.
马太福音第五章第一节到第十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1.
马太福音的第五章第一节。
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him, verse 2. Verse 2.
第二节。
Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.And we can see from verse 1 to verse 10, this is the beginning of the Beatitudes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第五章的第一节到第十节，这边提到了耶稣讲道，跟他们讲八福的道理。
And from verse 3 to verse 10, these are the 8 blessings that our Lord Jesus Christ have taught his disciples.
所以第三节到第十节就有讲到这八种福气。
And this blessing should come upon every single one of us who are in Christ Jesus.
我们每一个信主的人应该都拥有这八福。
But how can we receive this blessing?
我们要用什么方法才能得到这八福呢？
Why sometimes our life is not full of blessing, but sometimes it's also some curses?
为什么有的时候我们生活中我们不觉得有福气呢？
But if we read in chapter 5, verse 1.
我们如果读一下第五章的第一节。
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he had seated, his disciples came to him.
我们在这里看到说耶稣他看到许多的人就上了山而他上山坐下之后门徒就来到他的跟前
So this is a very important concept
所以这是一个非常重要的一点
So our Lord Jesus Christ went up to the mountains
耶稣他到山上去
And those who went up to him
而跟着他上山的
They will hear the word from his mouth that everything come from his mouth is blessing upon blessing
他们就可以直接的亲耳听到主耶稣的道理。
Of course, sometimes the world seems so difficult for us to overcome.
很多时候我们会觉得世界上有很多的事情很困难。
That's why we need to have fellowship.
所以我们需要有团契。
That's why we have to read and pray all the time.
所以我们需要读经也要祷告。
Especially toward in these end days, Satan working very mightily.
因为我们知道在接近世界末日的时候撒旦的工作是很明显。
As I talk to brothers and sisters around the United States,
我常在跟住在美国这些弟兄姐妹人聊天。
For sure, many of us are being beat up by Satan.
我们很多时候会遭遇到撒旦的攻击。
Because our life is involved around the things of this world too much.
因为我们的生活很多时候跟这个世界连接得太亲密了。
Of course, to go up to the mountain to meet our Lord Jesus Christ is not easy.
所以我们需要离开世界来到山上来见耶稣但这个工作并不是那么容易
That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit
所以耶稣他赐给我们宝贵的圣灵
That's why he gave us the true salvation plan in the Bible for us
所以他给我们了真正的救恩的道理在圣经里面记载很清楚
So with these two things for sure we can go up to the mountain to meet our Lord Jesus Christ
所以靠着这两样东西我们就有办法离开世界上了山来见我们的耶稣
But we go to Luke chapter 6
我们如果翻开路加福音
And we wish that every single one of us can live a life that's GodThat can be always close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望每一个弟兄姐妹都可以过着一个靠近神的生活。
But in Luke chapter 6 verse 17.
在路加福音的第六章第十七节。
And this is also the beatitude of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第六章的十七节也提到了福气。
And verse 17 says, And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon.Who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases?
十七节这里讲到说，耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上。同站的有许多门徒，又有许多百姓，从犹太全地和耶路撒冷、必推罗、西顿的海边来，都要听他讲道，又指望医治他们的病。
So remember, in the book of Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ was on top of the mountain.
我们刚刚念到，在马太福音提到的是耶稣上了山。
So because he went up on, because his disciples went up the mountain, then they always hear the blessing upon blessing.
而门徒跟着耶稣上了山，他们亲耳听到神跟他们谈福气。
But now, Luke's Christ, the book of Luke, came down from the mountain and stood on a level place.
而我们在路加福音这里看到的是耶稣是下了山而站在一个平地上面。
And during that time, not only disciples were there, but also a great multitude of people.
这里提到说在 山的平地下面就除了门徒以外还有很多百姓。
And this multitude of people, they seek for Jesus for many different reasons.
而这些百姓来到耶稣的面前他们求的东西是各种不一样的东西。
So because of this, when Jesus come down from the mountain,
所以因为这个原因当耶稣下了山以后
And when he speak, the blessing is no longer a blessing upon blessing, but blessing also with curse and with woes.
所以当耶稣在平地上面跟这些人讲话的时候他提到就不完全只是福气而是福并且是祸。
That's why from Luke chapter 6 verse 20 and 23, this is the four blessings that Lord Jesus Christ have given to us.
而在20节到23节这边提到了福气。
But verse 24 to verse 26, there's also these four woes that happen.
而24节到26节就提到了祸。
So this means for us, we need to always stay up on the mountain.
所以在这里我们可以看得出来我们要往山上去。
So our life can be full of blessing.
所以我们的生命中就会充满了神的福气。
Every single one of us should feel so joyful.
我们每一个人都应该感到非常喜悦。
Every single one of us should be our life should be so much at peace.That we can, you know, that we just feel that it's so wonderful.
我们应该在生命中感受到完美的平安，然后觉得非常喜乐。
Every time I talk to my niece Evelyn, who lives in Boston,
我每一次跟我这个住在波士顿的侄女讲话的时候
I just feel so joyful.
我觉得非常的喜乐。
Because it reminded me how I first came to know Jesus.
因为她常让提醒我，当我刚来到真耶稣教会的时候
Because according to her, it seemed everything in this world becomes so small.
因为在我们来到神面前以后，我们看到的世界上的事情就不是那么重要。
And you can see that for her, the best thing that she wants to do is just read and pray. If she have 24 hours a day can read and pray, she'd be totally satisfied.
我这个侄女她现在非常喜乐，她觉得她随时都想要读经和祷告。
And this is make me so joyful.
这让我觉得非常快乐。
Because this is what it's like to be in love with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这就是在神的爱里面成长的人。
And this is what it's like to live a life to transform in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个有带有更新的生命的人所表现出来的。
But how can we transform ourselves?
而我们要怎么样才能达到这样的生命呢？
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
耶稣说，
verse 3, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.
虚心的人有福了。
Say, blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
For there is a kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
So this means for us, the beginning of our blessing, it has to do everything with our heart.
所以这里提到第一个福气就是要从我们的心开始。
Because sometimes our heart is so involved in the things of this world, then we cannot really see God's blessing anymore.
因为很多时候我们的心跟这个世界的东西连接得太紧密了，所以我们没有办法看到神的国。
Just like when we come to church services.
就像我们每次来到教会来聚会。
Every time we come to church service, do we feel anything different in our lives?
我们每次来到这里来聚会，我们觉得我们生命有改变吗？
Or we just feel that it's the same thing day in and day out.
还是我们只觉得这是一个很普通的事情，一天过去一天，没有什么太大改变。
When we listen to the word of God,
当我们听到神的道理
，we just feel that our heart cannot be transformed.
我们觉得我们的心好像没有办法。
We have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
当我们跟弟兄姐妹团契的时候
，we just feel that our heart cannot be transformed.
我们不觉得我们的心有跟着改变。
This is true. We don't live a life to pray and read the Bible.
如果我们的生命，我们并没有过一个读经祷告的生活，我们就不会有更新的生命。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 7.
我们看一下以斯拉记。
The book of Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉记的第七章。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra, chapter 7, verse 9.
以斯拉记的第七章第九
Chapter 7, verse 9. Chapter 7, verse 9 and verse 10.
第七章的第九节和第十节。
On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to God's hand, a good hand of his God upon him. Verse 10.
第十节。
For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So we know during this time that the chosen people of God were captured for 70 years.
我们知道在这里，耶稣的子民以色列民他们被囚七十年了。
And after they returned back from their captivity, they were able to be built the temple and complete it.
当他们归回到他们原地的时候，他们开始可以重新建造圣殿。
And then during that time, once again they can have the Passover feast.
他们又开始来遵守逾越节。
And during a time that say here that because according to the good hand of God upon him, upon Ezra.
在第九节这边提到说因神施恩的手来帮助他。
So sometime when we come to listen to the word of God.
所以我们来到神的面前来聆听他的话语。
And when we are here during this spiritual convocation.
当我们来到这里来参加灵恩会的时候。
This is truly a great blessing of God.
这对我们来讲已经是很大的恩典。
Because for me, for the last several days, I was having migraines and I have a little fever. I cannot read the Bible, I cannot pray. I feel like, wow.To be able to read and pray again is such a great blessing.
因为过去这几天我身体不是太舒服，所以我很难起来来读圣经或是祷告。所以今天来到这里可以读经和祷告，我觉得非常愉快。
So many of us we are quite healthy.
我们很多人身体非常健康。
Because God He always guiding us and you know teaching us to do everything that is according to His will.
因为神在旁边指导我们，引领我们。
And because why? Because in verse 10.
因为在第十节这里提到
For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
因为这里提到说以斯拉他定制考究遵行神的律法。
This is very important.
这是一个很重要的事情。
If we come to spiritual convocation, if you don't prepare your heart, then whatever the speaker said, you will not, the word of God will not come into your heart.
如果我们来到灵恩会，不管讲道的人说些什么东西，如果我们没有准备好我们的心，我们什么都听不进去。
And then for the next three days, the word of God cannot transform us.
接下来的三天，我们心不会因为因此而更新。
So that's why it's so important before we come to spiritual convocation.
所以很重要的事情是，当我们来参加灵恩会的时候
，we should read more and pray more and get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该要读经祷告，准备好我们自己，让我们可以更亲近神。
Because we are preparing our heart to receive the word of God.
因为我们需要准备好我们的心，才能接受神的话语。
Just like last year, one sister was testifying.
就像去年有一个姐妹来做见证。
She was saying that for many years, every time she comes to spiritual convocation, she doesn't feel anything at all.
她说很多年以来她每次来参加灵恩会的时候都不觉得有特别感受。
But then the last spiritual convocation she went to.
但是上一次的灵恩会当她来参加
的时候。Before the spiritual convocation started, she made a determination.
在灵恩会开始之前，他就已经立志。
And she said to herself, you know, she want to pray more and read the Bible more to prepare her heart for the spiritual convocation.
她说她要祷告更多的祷告，更多的读经来准备自己的心来参加这个灵恩会。
And she testified because she did this during the spiritual convocation, she gained so much from the speakers.
而她说因为她多了读经和祷告时间，所以她来参加灵恩会的时候，她获得非常多。
That's why when we come for spiritual convocation.
所以我们每一个人来到灵恩会的时候
，Many of us take these three days to come here to draw ourselves closer to God.
我们想要利用这三天的时间，让我们能更亲近神。
The most important thing we need to prepare our heart.
而最重要的事情就是我们要准备好我们的心。
So everything that the speaker said, we must be able to put into our heart and be able to do it, just like here in verse 10.
所以每一件讲到的人说的话，我们都可以放在心里，就像第十节这里讲到以斯拉他的心智。
Many of us have been in church for many years.
我们很多人已经信主很多年了。
We have learned many many truth.
我们常常听到道理。
But learning is only the first step.
但是听道理其实只是第一步。
And the second step we will to apply in our daily lives.
第二步，我们要真正的行道。
This means to do what God teaches. We must do as a chosen people of God.
而这就是代表我们作为神选民要遵行神所说的话。
No, I tried to preach to my parents, my Cambodian parents, for many years.
我很多年以来，我一直试着要带领我的父母。
Of course, only several years ago, they would never think of being baptized.
在几年前，我从来不觉得这是有可能让他们来到教会。
But my wife and I, we decided, you know, to ask them to come to live with us.
但我和我的太太就决定说，请他们来过来跟我们住在一块。
Because sometimes even though we tell them the word of God, but they can really cannot experience, they cannot see it.
因为很多时候靠着话语，我们很难让他们真正的理解神的话。
So during these last 3 months or so.
所以过去的三个月。
They live with us.
他跟我们住在一块。
I see them every single day.
他们跟我们住在一块，我们每天见面。
And during that time, it's because my father was already baptized.
我的父亲他已经受洗了。
But my mother, she's quite stubborn.
但是我妈妈还没有受洗，而她是属于比较固执的人。
Because she worshipped her ancestor.
她是祭拜祖先的。
Even at the old home they live in, she also have an altar.
在旧的房子那边，我们有一个拜祖先的
坛。Of course, when she came to live with us, I tell her there's none of these things in our house.
所以当她搬过来跟我们住的时候，我就跟她讲说，你不能把那些坛带进我家。
And she completely agreed.
她就同意了。
But during these 3 months, the reason she decided to be baptized.
但是过去的三个月，真正让她决定要受洗的原因。
Of course, I tell her many words. I tell her many things about the Word of God.
虽然我跟她讲过很多道理。
But one day she was talking to me.
但有一天他来跟我讲话。
She's like, Buddy, since I've been here for 3 months, I never see you and your wife argue about anything.
他跟我讲说，我搬过来以来这三个月，我从来没有看到你和你太太吵架。
And she's like, every time I see you two, you seem like you're so deeply in love, right? That's what she was saying.
他说我每次看到你们两个都觉得你们非常恩爱。
And she's saying, don't you guys argue and, you know, that's normal stuff to argue and stuff like that.
他说，你们难道不吵架吗？一般的夫妇都会吵架。
Because for her, when she married my dad, of course, my dad is old-fashioned. I mean, when it's time to eat, he'd come and sit down and eat, and my mom would serve him by hand and foot. Right?
因为我父亲是一个比较老式的人，所以他们结婚以来，一向都是他坐在那里让我妈妈来服侍他。
So I'm as my father's son, my mom think I'm the same way.
所以我母亲一直认为我就会像我的父亲一样。
But when she see me doing laundry, sweeping the floor, mopping the floor, cleaning the dishes, she's like, she can't believe it.
所以当她看到我在帮忙做家事的时候，她觉得非常不可置信。
And the thing is that she see that our relationship, right, my wife and our relationship is so good, and she just can't imagine this kind of relationship exists.
而当她跟我们住在一块以后，她就发现我和我太太之间的相处非常融洽，她觉得很不可思议。
Of course, I joke around and say I'm never home enough to fight with my wife, so that's why.
我就跟她讲，我跟她用开玩笑的方式说，因为我很少在家，所以没有机会跟她吵架。
So that's why every time I'm home, we always just have time to show love to one another.
我就说，因为我在家的时间很少，所以我就尽量用这个时间来跟他恩爱。
So that's why as we live in this world,
我们活在这个世界上。
We learn many truth. We learn many truth. We learn many truth. We learn many truth.
我们学很多的道理。
That God have taught us.
是神的话语。
But we have to make this truth to be manifest in our lives.
但是我们要让这个话语真正的能在我们的生活中表现出来。
So our life can transform in front of people.
所以我们的生命是更新的，在别人面前可以看
得出来。So that's why Ezra, not only that he seek the law of the Lord, but also he also have to do it.
所以我们在这里看到说，以斯拉他不只是立定志向来学习神的话语，而且还要来遵行。
And the last point is that to teach statute and ordinances in Israel.
接下来那一段话提到说，把这个来交给以色列人。
So you can see, not only that he seek the word of God himself, not only he do it, he also can be able to teach to his fellow brethren.
所以我们在这里看到，他不只是他立志来考究神的道理，并且遵行神的道理，而且他还拿来教导以色列人。
And this is a transforming life.
这就是一个更新的生命的
表现。So every single one of us, especially the older generation.
所以我们每一个人，尤其是我们信主比较久
的人。The younger generation should see the word of God manifest in our lives.
我们要考究神的道理，并且遵行在我们的生活中。
So only then when we teach them the word of God.
只有靠着这样子，我们才有办法教导下一代。
They will accept it right away.
所以下一代看到我们的行为，他们就能接受。
Because they can see the transforming life that we have every single day as we worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为如果在我们的生活中，他们能看到神的话语，他们就有办法来听行神的话。
And let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们再翻回路加福音。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke
chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 8.
路加福音第八章第五节到第八节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 8.
路加福音的第八章五到八节。
It says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Verse 6.
第六节。
Some fell on the rock, as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Verse 7.And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. Verse 8. But other fell on good ground, sprung up, and yielded a crop of 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, He who have an ears, let him hear. We can see that during this time, this is the parable of the sower.
这里讲到撒种的比喻。
And many of us are very familiar with this parable of sower.
我们很多人都很熟悉这个比喻。
So we truly know this truth.
我们知道道理。
We must put it to practice in our lives.
更重要的是我们要把这些道理真的实行出来。
Because we know the sower is the Son of God.
我们知道播种的人是人子是耶稣。
And we know even though this sower went to sow the seed in four different grounds.
所以我们知道，虽然耶稣他播种在人的心里
，but only one ground that can bear fruit and become mature and bear bear for a hundredfold.
但只有一种的田地可以真的让这个种子长大。
So just think and reflect on ourselves.
所以让我们想一想我们自己。
We've been listening to the word of God for many many years.
我们听神的话语已经很多年了。
But are we able to bear fruit, right, a hundredfold?
但是我们有办法结果百倍吗？
Because in verse 5 says, A sower went out to sow his seed, and he is sown, some fell by the wayside, and was trampled down, and the bird of the air devoured it.
因为在第五节这边提到说，当他撒种的时候，有的落在路旁，被人践踏，天上飞鸟又来吃掉了。
And on verse 12, this is, this is the answer to this verse.Explanation to verse 5.
在十二节这边提到说，这一句话的解释是什么？
Say those by the wayside are the one who hear, then the devil comes and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
说那些落在路旁的种子，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。
So this means if we come to listen to the word of God.
所以这就是说，如果我们来到神的面前听了他话，
if we do not prepare our hearts.
如果我们没有好好的把它放在心里，
and then the minute we hear the word of God, the devil will come and take it away from us.
撒旦会在我们一听到道理的时候就来攻击我们。
And then in verse 6, it says, some fell on the rock.
然后在第六节这边提到，有些落在磐石上。
And as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture.
太阳一出来，它就枯干了，因为没有滋润。
And then verse 13, this is the explanation.
而在十三节这边提到这样的人是什么样
的人？ But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time a temptation fall away.
那些在磐石上的，就是人听了道理，欢喜接受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，遇见试探就退后了。
Yes, even though we've been baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
所以很多时候，我们听了道理，也得到了圣灵。
Even though it seemed this parable for those who do not know Jesus，
这个比喻，好像并不是只是在讲那些没有听到道理的人。
But even we baptize and receive the Holy Spirit，
即使我们已经受洗并且得到圣灵的人
，and we come to listen to the word of God and do not prepare our hearts，
如果我们来听神的道理，却没有好好的准备好我们的心
，and then for sure when we hear， not only the devil take away。But because where there's no root, right, there's no moisture to have root, then actually when temptation comes, just take us away very easy.
不只是撒旦会来攻击我们，而且如果我们的道理并不是真正的根深在我们心里面，遇到试探马上就会离开了。
And then in verse 7.
然后在第七节这里提到。
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it.
有落在荆棘里的荆棘一同成长把它挤住了。
And verse 14, this is the explanation.
在第十四节这边解释了。
Now the one that fell among thorns are those who when they have heard go out and are choked with care, riches and pleasure of life and bring no fruit to maturity.
落在荆棘里的就是人听了道走开以后被今世的思虑钱财厌乐挤住了便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Yes, even though this one, they can bear fruit,
虽然这个落在荆棘里面的，他们可以结籽粒。
But because the care of the rich, because with cares, riches, and pleasure of life, and then bring this fruit to no maturity.
但是因为他们被今生的思虑、钱财和宴乐所困住了，所以他们子粒没有办法成熟。
So that's why if every time we come to church for years and years, and our life can never transform, this means all this, our heart belong to all these three grounds, the first three grounds.
所以如果我们已经听到很多年，每次来到教会来聚会很多年，但是我们没有办法结出子粒来，我们就是属于这三种人。
But maybe some of us felt some of us be going through on verse 14.
也许有很我们有很多人经历过十四节。
That means even though we hear the word of God.
就表示说我们听到了神的道理。
But the cares and the riches and pleasures of this life actually choke, right? That choke us that we cannot bear fruit to maturity.
但是因为世界上的思虑、钱财和宴乐把我们给挤住了。
But you can see, but in verse 8.
那我们再来看第八节形容的。
But others fell on good ground.
落在好土里的。
Sprung up and yield a crop a hundredfold.
成长起来结实百倍。
So every time we listen to the word of God.
每一次我们来听到神的道理。
The word of God should be able to fall on this good ground.
这神的话就像种子一样，应该要掉到一个落在好田里面。
And what is this good ground?
什么样的是好的土地呢？
It's in verse 15.
在第十五节这里。
But the one that fell on the good ground are those who haven't heard the word with a noble and good heart.
落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里。
So this is the most important part.
所以这是最重要的一部分。
The reason to be able to bear fruit a hundredfold.
要能结实百倍的话。
Because it has to do with the heart.
我们一定要有一个好的心。
If our heart is not prepared to listen to the word of God, doesn't matter how long we listen to the word of God, it cannot bear fruit, our heart cannot bear fruit.
所以我们的心如果不是准备的像一个好土的话，不管是怎么样的来听到，都没有办法让它结实。
But in verse 15, even though those who have heard the word with a noble and good heart,
在十五节这边提到说，听了道，持守在诚实善良里。
Then they keep it and bear fruit with patience.
就可以忍耐的结实。
You can see, even though our heart is good.
我们可以看得出来，就当我们准备好我们的心之后。
Just like the ground when it's fertile.
就像一个好土里面。
So when you sow the seed, of course, the ground will keep the seed.
如果是一个好土的话，那种子播下去，它就会好好
成长。So when we listen to the word of God, we must be able to keep the word of God.
我们听了神的道理就要持守好。
And why say here bear fruit with patience?
在这里还提到说忍耐的结实。
This means if you plant a fruit tree, it takes 3 to 5 years at least, right, for it to bear fruit.
当我们种了一个果树之后，它不会马上的结果子，有时候要等到3到5年。
But during these 3 to 5 years, we must be patient.
而在我们等待过程，我们一定要忍耐。
So this means we have to continually read the word of God and pray to God. Sooner or later, we'll be able to bear fruit.
这就代表说我们要继续的有耐心的读经和祷告。时间到了，我们就会结果实。
So when we have a good and noble heart,
当我们有一个好的好的心
，when we listen to the word of God.
我们来神的面前来听神的道理。
We be able to keep it.
我们就有办法
And only when we keep it, we can bear fruit.
当我们像好土一样，让种子种在里面，我们就有办法结果实。
And let's go to Matthew chapter 13.
我们再来翻开来，马太福音的第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 23.
马太福音的十三章第三节。
13:23.
十三章的二十三节。
But he who receives seed on a good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bear fruit and produce, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
十三章二十三节，撒在好土地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍的。
So when we listen to the word of God, we not only should keep it, we also need to understand it.
当我们听到道理之后，我们不只是听到，而且我们还要明白。
But if you cannot keep the word of God in the first place, how can we be able to understand it?
如果你没有办法听到以后留在心里，你又怎么能明白它呢？
So when our heart is good,
所以当我们的心准备好了，
when people speak the word of God to us,
当人讲神的道理给我们听，
we be able to keep it.
我们就有办法把这个
道理存在心里， then we be able to understand it.
我们就有办法明白这个道理。
Then only then we can bear fruit a hundredfold, 60s and some 30.
只有在我们明白道理之后，我们就能结果实。
And also, let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
我们看一下马可福音的第四章。
The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 20.
马可福音第四章第二十节。
4, verse 20.
第四章第二十节。
But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
马可福音四章二十节，那撒在好地上，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍、六十倍、有一百倍。
So those of us who have good and noble heart.
我们有一颗准备好的心。
When we listen to the word of God, we'll be able to keep it and understand it. Not only that, we'll be able to accept it.
我们听了神的道理就可以记下来，可以明白它，而且我们还要领受。
And that's only then that we can truly live a life of transformation.
这样子的话，我们的生命就会有更新。
Because when we bear fruit, it's to show our transformation.
因为结果实就是我们有更新的生命的表现。
Every time I talk to my niece Evelyn, Boston Ivy, I love to talk to her.
我每一次跟我这个住在波士顿的侄女讲话，我都很喜欢跟她说话。
Because every time we talk, when I talk about the Bible, she listens so closely because, you know, I feel so excited to talk to her because every time I say something, she gets so excited.
因为我每次跟他谈圣经上面道理的时候，他都会非常有兴趣，很注意的听，而且表现得很兴奋。
And because of this, I feel so excited to preach the word of God to her.
所以因为他的表现，所以我更喜欢跟他谈圣经的道理。
But with my wife, on the other hand, it's different, right?
但是对，跟我太太就不太一样。
Because you know we've been in Christ together for the last 9 years.
因为我和他受洗入真教会已经九年了。
So anything from the Bible, I already share with her already.
所以很多圣经上面的道理我已经都跟我太太谈过了。
So every time we talk about the Bible, of course, you need to find something that is you know, some kind of new revelation, but of course it doesn't work that way, right?
所以很多时候我跟他谈圣经的道理都会想要谈一谈新的发现，但是并不是每一次都可以有这样的情况。
Of course, and every time I say something, she always think,let me think about that, right?
所以很多时候我跟他谈圣经道理，他就会说，让我想一想。
Of course, at this point in time, this is the way it should be. Right?
因为我们受洗很久了，所以这种情况也是很正常的。
But we, at the same time, we need to open our heart.
但是我们也要让我们的心可以开着，所以接受道理。
Don't think when we come to listen to the word of God.
不要来到这里，每次来听道理的时候。
Today that brother is speaking, that sister is speaking, I really don't want to hear.
然后就会说，今天是这个弟兄讲话或这个姐妹讲话，我不想听了。
If we have this kind of attitude, we never learn anything from God.
如果我们来到神的面前，却是带着这样的态度，我们永远不可能听到神的道理。
But it doesn't matter who speaks up in the pulpit.
重要的是，不管是谁站在前面来讲
道。They always speak in the name of Jesus Christ.
他们都是靠着耶稣的圣名在讲道。
If we can learn one new thing from them, this one new thing that we can learn in our life.
只要从他们的道理中能学到一个新的东西，我们就能在我们生命中学会新的一样。
So this means just open a heart to listen to the word of God.
所以我们来到神的面前，一定要开我们的心房。
Because to be able to sit down and listen to the word of God every single day is truly a great blessing.
因为这真的是很大的恩典，我们可以来到教会来听神的道理。
Just like last night, actually last night I was really prepared myself just to sit down, just listen to the word of God, right?
像昨天晚上我准备好我的心来到这里来听神的道理。
Then I asked Pastor Lin, I said, Pastor Lin, do I need to go up there and you know do an opening prayer?
然后我就问梁传道说，我是不是要来前面来带领开始的祷告
？And he said, yes, you need to do it.
他就说，对你需要这样做。
The minute he say yes, and then my heart is like, oh, you know, it's trouble, right? It's no longer have the kind of peace. I just want to hear the word of God, right?
所以当我知道我要做这件事以后，我就开始心里比较紧张，因为要准备这件事情，所以就没有完全的平安来听道理。
Actually, the greatest blessing is when you be able to sit down and just listen to the word of God. Really, that's God is so wonderful.
所以能坐在下面专心的听道理是一个很大的恩典。
You can talk to any workers, really, they just want to sit and listen to the word of God.
我们如果常跟一些植物人员讲话的话，我们就会发现他们最想做的事情就是安安静静地坐在下面听道理。
Because the time that you listen is the time you be able to bear fruit.
因为听道理就是你能有机会结果实的时候。
But the time we speak, actually, that's not the time for us to bear fruit.
当我们站在前面讲话的时候，并不是我们可以结果实的。
The time that for us to when we prepare to speak, the time we bear fruit is when we are preparing.
对我们来讲道的人来讲，当我们在准备这个讲道 才是我们在结果时的时候。
So that's why before we go into the beatitude of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在我们谈八福的时候
，I just want to share with you that our heart is so important when it comes to cultivating ourselves.
第一件事情就是要我们要准备好我们的心来听道理。
Because I can see my own eyes with my niece Evelyn.
因为我亲眼的看到在我侄女身上的发生的事情。
She of course she's been a Christian for the last 18 years.
她过去的18年都是基督徒。
But the minute she come to know our church, receive the Holy Spirit, she just can totally transform her life.
但是是自从他来到真教会，并且领受到宝贵的圣灵之后，我可以看到他生命中真正的改变。
Even though every single day she is so busy studying，
虽然他学校功课非常的繁忙
，but she be able to get up every single day and read the word of God and pray to God。
但是即使在这么繁忙的工作中、功课中，他还是找时间来读经和祷告。
And every weekend when she goes to church, she fasts and pray。
每一个礼拜六他来到教会来聚会的时候他都有禁食祷告。
I never tell her to fast and pray anything like that at all.
我从来没有跟他讲要禁食祷告。
But every single day she spent at least, right, 2 hours reading and praying to God. I'm not saying it's to puff her up. I'm saying it's that when your heart is in the right place, you just want to seek God, you know, himself.
但是他每天都至少能找出两个钟头的时间来读经和祷告。我要跟大家分享的是他因为他的心是对的，所以他可以结出这样的果实。
If a newly baptized members can pray and read the Bible every single day 2 hours, how about us who've been Christ for so many years?
如果一个初信者有办法每天花两个小时的时间读经和祷告，那我们这些信主很久的人呢
？And I tell her this weekend is San Jose Spiritual Convocation.
所以我告诉他说这个礼拜是圣何西教会的灵恩布道会。
And she's like, Uncle, you are so blessed. You always can go to all these wonderful things, right?
所以他就跟我讲说，哦，你好幸运哦，因为你都可以参加这些不同的灵恩布道会。
For her, it's nothing else in her mind except for Jesus. It's just so wonderful to see this.
所以对他来讲，他现在生命中最重要的就是主耶稣基督。
So we need to go up to the mountain.
我们需要走到山上去。
If we on up the mountain, we look down the world become very small.
当我们离开走到山上的时候，往下看，我们就发现这个世界是非
常渺小。But our Lord Jesus Christ become very big in our life.
而耶稣会在我们的面前，所以耶稣
最重要。But if our Lord Jesus Christ is on top of the mountain.
如果耶稣他在山上
，and we on the bottom of the mountain，
而我们却在山下
，and then the world become very big and Jesus become very small。
那世界就对我们来讲是很大，而耶稣对我们来讲是很小的。
Let's turn the book back to the book of Matthew chapter 5。
我们再翻回来马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3。
马太福音第五章第三节。
Verse 3。
第三节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 10。
第三节和第十节。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteous sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. So in between these 8 blessings, the beginning of the blessing, the reward is the kingdom of heaven.
所以在这八福中间，第一个福气讲到的是虚心的人，而天国是他们的。
Then on the end of this blessing, the reward is also the kingdom of heaven.
最后一个福气提到的也是说天国是他们的。
We know the kingdom of heaven are in 3 different places. The kingdom of heaven represents 3 different places.
我们知道天国可以代表三个不同的地方。
I mean the kingdom of heaven can be inside our heart.
天国可以在我们的心里。
The kingdom of heaven is inside the church.
天国可以在教会里面。
Of course, the kingdom of heaven is in the heavenly kingdom.
天国也可以是在天上的那个国度。
So, but in verse 3, say, blessed are poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
在第三节这边提到说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So this means if every single day we feel that we are poor in spirit.
代表说，如果每一天我们觉得我们都很虚心。
We pray to God so God can fulfill, right, the kingdom is inside our heart.
我们因为虚心，所以我们祷告让神来充填我们的心灵，那天国就在我们身上。
If we are poor in spirit,
如果我们是虚心的
，we can come to church have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们来到教会来跟弟兄姐妹团契。
Because our brothers and sisters can bring the kingdom into our heart.
而我们经由这些团契，弟兄姐妹也可以带天国到我们
心中。But how many of us truly feel that we are poor in spirit?
但是我们有多少的人是虚心的呢？
Because if you are not poor in spirit, then the next 7 blessings
we cannot go on because it have to take step by step.
如果我们不是虚心的，那接下来七个服务我们都不用谈了，因为第一步就没有办法做到。
Because when we feel that we are poor in spirit,
当我们觉得我们是虚心的
，then we moan for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就会追求主耶稣。
If we moan, and then of course, and then we become weak.
如果我们哀痛追求主耶稣，那我们就会温柔。
If we are meek, then we become hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
如果我们温柔的话，那我们就会饥渴慕义。
And then after we are fulfilled, and then we can become a merciful a person.
如果我们饥渴慕义而得到饱足之后，我们就可以连续。
And then when we obtain mercy from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以从神那边得到连续。
And then we become pure in heart.
我们就会变成一个清新的。
And after we see God.
就会看到神。
We become the peacemaker.
我们看到神，我们就会变成一个神和睦的。
And after we become, we can be called sons of God.
神和睦的人就会变称为神的儿子。
And then it's very easy for us to be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
如果我们达到那个地步的话，我们就很容易可以。
But the beginning of this blessing, we must feel that we are poor in spirit.
而在这所有福气的第一条，就是我们要虚心。
Yes, we know that physically we are fulfilled in many different ways.
我们知道在肉体上面我们也许各方面是饱足的。
We have food to eat.
我们有足够的饮食。
And a place to live in.
我们有可以住的地方。
All these things God will provide for us.
而这些东西都是神提供给我们的。
But we know what's the most important that we have to be filled in our spirit.
但是我们知道更重要的是在灵里的满足。
But if we feel that our spirit is already fulfilled.
如果我们觉得我们灵里面已经是满的。
Then we wouldn't care to come to seek for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就不会再有那个追求的心了。
But if we feel that we are poor in spirit.
但是如果我们的觉得灵里面是空是缺少的。
This means every day we just feel, Lord, I want to be a better person. I want to transform my life.
我们就会开始追求神在我们每天的生命求神来更新我们的生命。
And it doesn't matter how good we are, we always fall short of God's glory.
不管我们觉得我们是多好的人，我们在神的面前都不是完美的。
This is how we should feel when we are poor in spirit.
这就是我们应该觉得我们虚心的地方。
But when we are poor in spirit, this is the time that we will moan for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们感到心虚心的时候，我们就会哀痛的来追求神。
But if we don't feel that we are poor in spirit, of course we will not moan for our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们一点都不觉得我们心里有缺什么东西的话，我们就不会来追求神。
And verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
第四节这边提到说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
How wonderful this is!
这是多美好一件事情。
God always can be able to fulfill our needs.
神永远可以满足我们的需求。
I can see really within my niece Evelyn.
在我侄女的身上，我可以很清楚的看。
Because before she came to our church, she thought she was a good Christian.
因为当他在他还没有来到我们教会之前，他一直认为他自己已经是一个很好的基督徒。
After she received the Holy Spirit, she realized, wow, all the things that she studied, learned before as a Christian is nothing. It's not even according to the Bible.
但在他领受到圣灵之后，他才觉得他过去所谓的好基督徒，其实以圣经的标准根本还不算。
So because of this, she feels like she is so poor in spirit.
所以他觉得他的心他就开始虚心。
Because of this, she began to mourn for our Lord Jesus Christ every single day.
因为他虚心了，所以他就有办法来追求神。
And because of this, she is comforted by our Lord Jesus.
而他的从神的从耶稣的身上得到安慰。
Then verse 5 says, "Blessed are the meek."
第五节提到温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
So you know, we earth represent our heart. We just read in the parable of the sower.
因为我们在刚刚的比喻中可以提到，土地就是代表我们的心。
So we are meek, and then it's very easy for us to accept the word of God.
当我们是温柔的时候，我们的心就容易接受神。
And we are meek, it's very easy for us to listen to our brother and sister when they speak the word of God.
当我们是温柔的时候，当别人跟我们谈神的道理的时候，我们就有办法接受。
So because of this, our heart is very fertile.
所以我们的心就像一个很好的土地。
It can grow and bear fruit many times.
可以让种子成长，让植物能结果实。
So of course when the earth is fertile and then the earth is always right hungry, like verse 6, right? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
所以当我们的心像一个好土地的时候，我们就会饥渴的慕义。
A person who's meek, they always want to hear different things from different people.
一个温柔的人，他愿意接受不同的想法。
They always hungry for the word of God.
而他们会随时想要听神的道理。
And doesn't matter how many hours they listen to the word of God, they just want to continue to listen to the word of God.
所以不管他们已经听了多少道理，他们还觉得还想再听。
Why? Because they are hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness.
因为他们会感到饥渴慕义。
Because of this, God will fill them.
而这样的人，神会让他们得饱足。
So when we fill with the word of God,
当我们充满了神的话，神的道。
We will become a merciful person.
我们就会变成一个连续的人。
Say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And then when we live a life full of mercy, then for sure that our life, that we live a life of pure inside our heart.
当我们是可以连续人的人，我们就会是一个清新的人。
So that's why when we are lack of love inside the church.
所以有的时候我们觉得教会的爱心不够。
Then we have division among brothers and sisters.
也许我们会觉得在弟兄姐妹中间没有这么多的爱心。
A lot of time because why? Because we are not merciful to one another.
很多时候是因为我们对彼此之间不够连续。
And then if we're not merciful, then of course our heart will not be pure.
如果我们不够连续人的话，那我们的心就不够清洁。
But if we're pure in heart, for sure we'll see God.
如果我们是清洁的人、清新的人，那我们就一定会看见神。
Of course, it doesn't mean that we see God with our physical eyes, but rather we feel the presence of God, and with a spiritual eye, we can see God.
看见神并不是用我们肉眼来看见神，而是用我们的灵眼来看到神。
And then we become the peacemaker.
然后我们就可以成为一个使人和睦的人。
Only that we can truly understand who God is and see Him very clearly, that we can become a true peacemaker.
当我们是一个清新的人，可以看见神，我们就有办法使人和睦。
Of course, this peacemaker is not only between God and us, but also between fellow brethren.
使人和睦并不只是让人跟神和好，也是让人和人之间和好。
So that's why if in church we are troublemakers.
如果在教会里面，我们是属于比较麻烦的人物。
We cannot be called the sons of God.
我们就不是称为神的儿女的人。
I say troublemaker belongs to Satan.
因为制造纷争的人是属于撒旦的儿女。
Because Satan, the word Satan itself is accuser, right? The one who accuses other people.
因为魔鬼他就是一个指责人的人。
So if you're a troublemaker, this means you go around and cause problems, accuse that. This means we become children of Satan.
所以如果我们常常在指责别人，然后我们制造了很多的麻烦，那我们就属于撒旦那边。
But if we be able to transform our life, right, from verse 3 all the way to verse 10, this is we can be able to glorify the name of God.
但是如果我们可以有一个更新的生命，从第三节到第十节的话，那我们就可以荣耀主的名。
And after we receive the first 7 blessings, and then we be able to go through the last blessing. That is, we've been persecuted for righteousness' sake.
而如果我们能够经由更新的生命，得到前面七个福气，我们才能得到最后一个福气，就是为义受逼迫的。
So this is a life.Of transformation.
这就是一个更新的生命。
We need to be able to go to the point that we can be able to be persecuted for God's righteousness.
我们最后要达到的就是能为义受逼迫。
But if we ourselves are so poor in spirit, but we don't seek for help, then of course, the next 7 blessings we can never receive.
但是如果我们第一步虚心没有办法做到的话，那我们接下来福分都没有办法得到。
So may God continue to guide us and strengthen us.
愿神继续带领我们，加强我们信心。
We always live a life to transform our life.
所以能过一个更新的生命。
Because toward the end days, it's going to become more difficult to do so.
因为越靠近世界末日，这个世界会更混乱，会很困难。
Because Satan becomes stronger and stronger.
而撒旦工作会更为的明显。
Because God allowed him to become stronger.
因为神会让撒旦工作更明显。
But we should not be scared.
但我们不应该因为这样就惧怕。
Because the Spirit of God is inside of us.
因为我们有神的灵在我们心里面。
And for sure, we be able to overcome him.
所以靠着神的灵，我们可以克服这一切。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱一首赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn 185.
我们来翻开赞美诗185首。
Sing hymn 185.
185首。
conclude this morning service.
我们一起跪下来祷告，结束我们今天早上。